This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's that time of the week that we all love, which is obviously now. And it doesn't matter what time of the week it is, because it's always now, isn't it? Blind journalist Paul Bryce.
Yes, it is. Which now? This now?
Well, that was then, this is now.
Of course. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Good.
Paul's here to share with us some bizarre news stories, and we've had some real corkers from around the world of late.
Yeah, we've done all right of late, haven't we?
Well, you've done very well.
Well, there you go. I have good sources. But there we are. That's another story for another day. And we start this week on the move, because I don't know if you've ever tried getting across London.
Yes.
Not the easiest, necessarily, unless you live it day to day. Well, there was one man decided he would have a bit of a different journey to work. He would try and race a tube train.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How far?
From Marble Arch to Cannon Street.
So that's a whole stop?
A whole stop.
Oh, my.
And he won.
Did he?
So he and his friend, they're both trained athletes.
Is that one stop?
Yep.
Well, I never did.
And his friend is a coach at the Arsenal Youth Academy, Football Academy.
So that was a train and a coach?
Yes, indeed. So he was on the train, and this man was on foot, and he was racing. There was cameras there to show the video. There is a video of it available, as there is for everything now, just about. And it shows him running through the streets, through ticket barriers, and diving on the train with seconds to spare.
Do you know, if everybody did that, then the tubes would be a lot less congested.
Well, they would, and it stemmed from the fact that he said that he took the Northern Line to.